Episode 2155, My Strength is My Story with Estella Kirk, Bright Side.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Today is my favorite day of the week. It is my Strength is My Story series, and we have with us singer-songwriter Estella Kirk. Are you ready to sing some incredible songs? She has got an exclusive for us. You're going to want to stay tuned. It is definitely Bright Side. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, friends and family of Estella's, welcome to our family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, Estella and I had a fabulous talk, and she may be 15 years young, but I'm telling you right now, she has much wisdom. So I want to ask you this question. Are you living a counterfeit life? Seriously, are you putting on a mask trying to be somebody else that you're not? Are you living the life that most of your friends are living, but you feel a little uncomfortable? I want you to open up your heart and I want you to really think about the life that you know that you want and that God wants too. Do they align? Or are you living the life of pretty lies? Without further ado, let's welcome in Estella Kirk, Bright Side. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now. I'm so excited. I'm a little jealous actually because we have a singer-songwriter in our presence, Estella Kirk. She is a 15-year-old singer-songwriter whose goal as a Christian pop artist is to create music that positively impacts her peers and provides more positivity for her generation. She recently debuted her first EP, Bright Side, which has 5 tracks on it, as well as her latest music video, Pretty Lies. And I gotta tell you, I've listened to all of them and I'm hooked. Welcome, my friend and sister in Christ. How are you?
Good. Thank you guys so much for having me. I am so excited.
Well, I am delighted to have you here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's nothing better than music to kind of awaken the soul for the holidays. What do you have in store for the holidays?
I am so excited for the holidays. Music is my favorite, especially for the holidays, because I get to listen to Christmas music, and I love Christmas music. I've started listening to especially Lauren Daigle's Christmas stuff. It's my favorite. And then, of course, Carrie Jobe with her new album, so good. So that's been on repeat recently for the holidays.
Yes, I'm one who also, I started playing Christmas like in January of this year, and I play it throughout. And my children are like, oh, dear mom, you know, seriously. But I can't. I mean, I love Christmas music. Then that's fabulous. Well, what brings you joy?
What brings me joy? My family. Definitely my family and music, for sure. Just and my friends, everyone who kind of helps me along this journey brings me so much joy. And my family is a huge support system, and they make me laugh and they make me so happy. So definitely my family.
Well, tell us a little bit of the behind the scenes of what it's like for you and your family. Do you have siblings? I mean, you know, do we have a guinea pig running around?
We do not. I'm thankful for that. I do have a dog and I have 2 cats though. And I grew up in a really small town. The population is about 18,000. And I have a super small family. And when I was growing up, they put me in everything you can imagine. Sports, dance, gymnastics, soccer, everything. And it wasn't until they put me in music that I really found my passion and I really found something that I loved to do so much. And that's where we are today. That's what I'm doing. I'm a Christian artist and I've released my first EP, which has 5 songs on it. One is called Shelter in the Storm, which is actually the first song that we released. And then we have Watching Over Me, Eyes on You, Bright Side, and then Pretty Lies, which is the most recent and my most favorite, if I'm allowed to say that. I love that song. Even though it's my own, I love that song. It applies so much to specifically my generation. And I think it has such a powerful message. And I just love it. It's my favorite. I love all of them. That's my favorite.
Well, and you've written all of them. So tell us, let's start with Pretty Lies. You said that's your favorite. I think it's okay to say that that's your favorite. I would give you that. So what is it about Pretty Lies that you really are drawn towards?
I think it just applies to my generation so specifically. My generation is on their phones so much. I'm on my phone so much, if I'm being honest about that. And it's just about like filling our mind. Like, what do we fill our mind with? What influences us? Because right now, looking at my generation, we're influenced by social media, by music, by movies. And it's just, it's about like filling our mind with positive things and good things rather than negative things. And it's also about who we surround ourselves like with our friends, because if we look at our friends, that's kind of who we are in a way, because we hang out with them so much. We are the average of the five people that we hang around with. So it's just about paying attention and seeing, do we like those people that we're hanging out with? Because we have similar traits that they do.
Very wise words, Estella. And I hope that people are really tuning in and listening to it. We do have a lot of information that is thrown at us. I mean, as a mom of five, I shared with you before we started to chat, it's hard nowadays. My children are much older. My youngest is now 16. So yes, you could be my daughter, actually. I'm that old, but we'll save that for other stories later. But you know, when I think about it, I wouldn't want to be raising a young one right now because there is so much. How do you deal with that? How do you and your friends come together when you are told lies on your phone or through social media? How do you personally handle that?
Yeah, it's really difficult because that's kind of being shoved down our throat in a way with the music and with society. And I think it's really just about leaning on God and leaning about what does he have to say to us? Because we can't hear him if we're in our phones all the time. And in a way, I'm kind of talking to myself. I am talking to myself because I'm guilty of all of this stuff too. I'm guilty of being on my phone way too much. So it's just about tuning that stuff out and tuning God in and really listening to him, because he's going to lead us and he's going to guide us and he has a purpose for our life. It's just about focusing on that and focusing on him. Some of the best things that I found is reading and listening to podcasts, like Sadie Robertson's or her book, Live Original. I'm currently reading her book, Live Original, and her book, Fearless. Those are my favorite books. And yeah, just about listening to God and just leaning on him.
That's such great advice. And we need to do more of that, because I think we are consumed with our phones because it's easy, right? It's right there. And I know for me, I like to hold a book in my hand. And we've even gotten away from that. We'll hold our phone before we go to a traditional book. You mentioned God and leaning on him. Where did God meet you?
So I was actually a pop artist before I was a Christian artist. And I remember just getting to a point, I was 12 years old, and it wasn't right. Where I was wasn't right. What I was focusing on wasn't right. What I was saying in my lyrics, even though I was 12 years old, it still wasn't right. And I just decided to tune out from that and look at God and ask him, where do you want me to go? And he led me to writing and creating this EP. And he led me to someone called, her name is Kira Fontana. And we began working together and writing together. And we actually had no intention of creating an EP until we just started writing songs. And we were like, hey, these are actually good songs. Maybe we should create them and record them. And then we did. And it went from there. It's been an amazing journey. And just seeing God lead me to her and lead me to writing these songs has been amazing and such a learning experience.
Oh, I bet it has totally stretched you and it has grown your faith. The music industry is not easy at all.
No.
And it takes, tenacity, it takes fortitude, and it also takes a strong heart. And obviously God has given you that message within your heart. And as a mom, that thrills my soul, because you will be impacting the world that you touch. And that just makes me smile amazingly. You mentioned Pretty Lies, and I've listened to it, and I'm thinking, hashtag, you know, yeah, we tell a lot of ourselves pretty lies, and we begin to believe them all the time. We wake up in the mirror, and we look at ourselves like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. It doesn't matter what age. I'm not good enough shows up at the age of 2 all the way up to 92 or 122. What can you tell that girl out there, or the young man that's listening, and they are looking in the mirror today, and they're like, you know what? I can't do this. I don't feel like I can go on. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're suicidal, but they could be saying, you know what? I'm just done. I'm ready to throw up my hands and just give up on life.
I think, again, it's about leaning on God and connecting with Him, because when we're on our phone, I find my mood changes completely when I'm on my phone. When I'm on my phone for 5 minutes, I'm all of a sudden not in a great mood. And it's because I'm scrolling and I'm comparing myself to each person subconsciously, not even trying to. I'm just comparing myself to them. And I think it's just about knowing that He created you for a purpose, and He created you for a specific plan, and you're going to do something amazing. And it's just His plan, and it's designed for you. So don't give up, because He designed it specifically for you. I think that's amazing.
Amen. He definitely designed each of us so uniquely. And look at you. You know, who would have thought that, you know, when you were born, that you would be doing what you're doing? God knew, but I'm sure even your parents questioned, you know, because they're like, seriously, what is she going to be when she grows up? And now you're influencing many. Okay, so Pretty Lies is one of them. And I love that title, by the way, because I do think lies become very attractive. And so they are pretty lies. We tend to buy into it. You also wrote a song, Shelter in the Storm, that you recently released. And dealing with the times that we're in right now with COVID-19, where did that song really show up, and how did it minister to your own heart?
Yes, so that song was written about the coronavirus. And we were actually writing a completely different song during that time. And we just decided to scrap that song, because it didn't feel right to continue writing about something else when everyone in the world was going through the coronavirus and everyone was feeling lost and hopeless. And the song is really just about knowing that God is still there even in this time. And God is still our rock during this time. And for me, it's really just been about not just the coronavirus. It's been about, you know, trusting Him when, you know, your grades are bad in school, or when none of your friends want to hang out with you, or when you lose a best friend. It's just about trusting God and trusting and knowing that He's still there for us, and that He's still our rock during this time. No matter what time you're going through, He's still a rock. Just keeping focus on Him. And that's the biggest thing.
He is definitely our rock. And your music video that you did to that was stunning. I've watched all of them. I've been binge watching them, and my children are like, seriously, Mom, you're watching more? And they're like, who's that? First it was, who's that? You know, they're like, they've got a good voice. I said, oh, this is a gal I'm interviewing, because I interview a lot of people, and they come up behind me like, oh, okay, play some more. And then, you know, 12 hours later, I'm still playing. I said, well, I got to get to know her stuff. I want to know what it is. And so before we jumped on, I had your music still playing. And it just, there's something about that rhythm. And God gives us a rhythm in our life. You have been able to put His rhythm, His words, His love, and His grace to us in music form. And thank you for sharing your talents, for sure.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got Shelter in the Storm, we got Pretty Lies. You also wrote one that was Bright Side. And Bright Side is actually the name of your EP. Now, before we talk about Bright Side, though, for us old people, tell us what EP stands for, because some people make up, they have so many acronyms. Explain EP to us.
So an EP means an electronic press kit. And so it's basically an album, but anything shorter than an album is an EP. So my EP has 5 songs on it, and an album is typically 12 songs. So it is shorter than an album.
But it's so worth the listen to, though, because even those 5 songs, they are powerful songs. And I'm just going to give a little hint to everybody who's listening. Put this under the Christmas tree in your Spotify account, in your iTunes account, whatever accounts you have that you listen to music, go there, because it's going to be one that you're going to hit replay on. You have just a very pure voice, and I've got to say, it's not auto-tuned, and I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And I mean that with the highest regard, because I too am a music major. So it drives me crazy when I'm thinking, okay, yeah, they may have charisma, but it'd be nice to have talent too with the charisma. And it's great to see a young woman as yourself bringing all of that together and lighting up the stage and the platform that you command. I know we're not necessarily technically on stage, but you are, even in your YouTubes, you know, videos and all of that. You are on stage. When you started out in this a few years back, because I think you said like 13 you started, or you made the switch over?
Yes, I was 12 when I made the switch to pop to Christian.
Okay, so when you made that switch, what was it like to go from, okay, I'm this sort of person defined as that, but now I'm defining myself as this? How did you handle that personally?
It was a time of just questioning, is this right? And just wondering, like, God, is this where you want me to be? And I really just felt him saying, no, like, you're not supposed to be there. You're supposed to be here. And it was kind of crazy how he opened all these doors and he closed all these doors. And that really gave me confirmation of, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is the music I'm supposed to be making. This is the life I'm supposed to be living. And it's crazy to think that 12 years old, he told me that, but I know he did. So I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's more than cool, girl. That's like awesome sauce on top of a mountain, you know? And you should scream that and own it, because I do believe that we know when God speaks to us. It may not be the audible voice of his, because I think if we heard his audible voice, we might be like more than fearful, right? Because I just imagine this booming voice that will shake heavens and earth. Really just to be able to come to him, and for you though to take action and step forward, and you really walked by faith and are still doing that. When you think about all that you've done in your short period of time, you are still on your journey, which is awesome. You know, you're taking all of this in. There's still a lot of new things happening. What would you say was one of your pivotal moments in writing one of your songs that God said, Estella, I need to teach you something right here. You need to listen. This isn't for anybody else, but this is for you.
It's definitely writing Pretty Lies. So Pretty Lies was actually the first song that we wrote. So I actually co-wrote the song with Kira Fontana, and it was actually the last song that got released, but the first song that we wrote. So it's kind of interesting. And my friend called me, and I was in California, and I was about to start taking vocal lessons in person with her. And she told me that she didn't want to be here, and that she didn't like herself on the outside, and she just didn't want to do life anymore. And I remember thinking, whoa, like, and I just remember pouring out this story and just writing her story. And it was kind of for her. And I remember God just telling me, like, you know, she's going to be okay. Like, this is to help other people. This is to help her, but this is also to help other people. And I believe that this song is going to help so many people in her shoes. And she's doing amazing now. She's doing so much better. But it's just thinking about all the other girls and guys who have no one to talk to, or maybe have no one to come to about the situation, and just giving them this song. I think that was just a moment of just, okay, like, I see what you're doing now. That was kind of the first step.
Wow. That's amazing. It really is, Estella. You have so much maturity, which I know you've been told, I'm sure, a couple million times maybe, in your young age. But with that, it also comes with responsibility. And that's hard. How do you juggle, you know, and I don't want to use the word balance, but I'm going to say juggle because we're not perfectly balanced at all. Right. But how do you juggle, okay, this is Estella in my personal fun life. This is Estella, you know, at church, or this is Estella in my community. This is Estella on stage on my platform. Or do you see it differently?
No, I see it as trying to be the same Estella in every aspect of my life, but that's very difficult, but I'm working on that. I don't want to say that that's accomplished at all because it's far from that, but I think it's about when you're hanging with your friends, are you the same Estella as you're doing a podcast, or are you the same as when you're speaking and when you're singing to a church? Are you the same person? Because if you're not, there's a problem, and it's just, you know, stepping back and looking at that and making sure that you are. And there's definitely been some things that I've had to change and that I've had to tweak about hanging with my friends. But I'm definitely working on that and definitely proud of where that's going. That's making sense. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, it makes lots of sense, Estella, definitely. Now, okay, so I've had the privilege of watching your videos, and I know we're going to have where people can find you and all of that in the show notes. But since I looked at the videos in advance before our chat, there is a video, and now the name of it has lost me, so you can tell me what it is, but it has the bonfire in it.
Brightside.
And okay, Brightside. So you've got the truck in it, and there's even a little flask that's brought in. And I love how the little red cups are used. I don't want to give it all away because I want people to go and watch the video. Were those your friends in the video?
Yes, they were. They were my real friends. Some of them were actually worship leaders at church, and then some of them just go to the local high school. So it was really cool. I wanted to make sure and have my real friends in this video just to make it real, just to make it more real, and people could relate to it more if there was an actual relationship behind the camera. And I absolutely love Brightside, not just because my friends are in it, but because this is going to come off wrong, but because of the flask, because that there was that real representation of what's going on. Because I don't see any teens, this is not a pat on my back, but I don't see any teens stepping out and showing that side of what's going on. And I really felt called to show that side of teens because everyone knows it's there. And it's just about, like you said, being that same person as when you're on stage and when you're on social media as when you're with your friends. And that kind of showed the struggle of that. And I can so see myself in those shoes. I know I played the girl character, but I definitely could play that girl character in real life. And that girl character is so hard to play sometimes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It is hard to play that. But again, it leads me that you have to choose wisely.
Yes.
And that is your motto. That's what you teach. It's a platform you stand on. Tell us a little bit about Choose Wisely.
So Choose Wisely is about choosing your friends wisely, choosing the movies that you watch wisely, and what music you listen to wisely, because who you're friends with is almost who you are. If you're hanging out with them all the time, they're going to influence you so much. I find that, you know, when I hang out with my best friend, I have the same qualities that she has, and I even sometimes laugh like her and sound like her, and it's just, she has such an influence on me. So you want to make sure that those people that you're hanging out with and those people that you're following on social media are posting good things and positive and uplifting things so that you can be positive and uplift other people as well. It's just that same kind of effect, that circle effect. Like, who's in your circle and making sure that you like those people in your circle.
So true. So true, Estella. And I love that because it is one of those things where we have to make those decisions, and we have to make the decision before we're faced with the decision.
Yes, that's a huge thing, yes.
Yeah, and it's hard to decide before we have to decide. But when that's when peer pressure comes in, if we haven't already made the decision of what we're going to say we're going to do, then it's easy to fall in and be okay and consumed by the flask and, yes, you know, say, oh, yeah, I'll try a little bit of this, because now it's not just about a flask anymore. Now right. We've got all these other options because of how the world has changed. It makes it, when you think about it, really dangerous for our up-and-coming young generations. What is your prayer for your generation as you are growing up? What is your prayer for them?
To see the value in themselves, because I believe that what leads to taking that flask is, if you will, is not seeing the value in yourself and not seeing that God has designed you for a purpose. I think if we recognized those things and we recognized our worth, that we wouldn't turn to those things.
Okay, I just got to say, are y'all listening? Because she has got some wisdom here and she's dropping the mic left and right. And I love that, because as a mom, that gives me hope for our upcoming generations, because you will be leading that soon. And I think it's important that we also have hope in our up and coming generations, that we can say, you know what, there are those who want to impact the world that they touch, and they want to do it in a positive way. And you are one of those bright, shining stars that is saying, hey, you know, it's time to choose wisely. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. You're allowed to tell me no. But would you at all want to give us a sneak peek into one of your songs?
Yes, I would love to. I would love to play Pretty Lies for you guys.
Oh, yay, I love it. Well, I'm just going to be quiet and I'm going to soak this all in.
Great. I remember those days, didn't care what people said. It's changing, everything is counterfeit. Yeah, you tell me that you're hopeless, never feel you're good enough. Hashtag self-harm, we've gone too far. Can't believe what we've become. Oh, don't you dare give up, don't say you're not enough. Don't cover up what's inside. I still believe in you, I know you'll make it through.
I absolutely love it. I'm sitting there going, oh, those pretty lies. Yeah, I'll let you sing the rest of it. I won't go there anyway, but I think it's awesome. It's just got that rhythm and it sticks with you. And I've been humming it around the house, that between Brightside and Shelter in the Storm. It's definitely one that you all are going to want to pick up your own copy of wherever you enjoy listening to your favorite music, the EP Brightside. Well, when you're down and out, Estella, what is your favorite scripture that you gravitate towards?
Isaiah 22:22, for sure. That is kind of what my whole brand is based off of. So that is just about God opening the doors that he wants to open and God closing the doors that he wants to close. And I think it's just about trusting him and kind of stepping back and just saying, okay, like, this is your plan. This is all you. I'm going to kind of step back here and just let you take over. And so I actually wear a key necklace. I'm not wearing it right now because it actually broke and it's getting fixed. I know, it's really sad. But Kira Fontana actually gave me that necklace and she told me the meaning behind it. And ever since then, I wore it and it's became a part of my brand. So that's really cool.
That is awesome. Well, I think all of us need to have that scripture that we hold on to in tough times. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to have COVID-19 to be saying that there's tough times. You can just wake up in the morning and your feet hit the floor and all of a sudden you're just dealing with life. whether it's a medical crisis, a relationship crisis, a spiritual crisis, a job crisis, best friend crisis. There's so many crises out there that, you know, being able just to reach out and call on God. Well, since you are, yes, an entertainer, believe it or not, you're changing lives, though, as an entertainer. For the little ones that are listening, and they're like, I want to be a singer when I grow up. I want to be like Estella when I grow up. What would you tell not only them, but also what would you tell their moms?
I would tell both of them to ask God for strength. And I would also tell the girl not to give up and not to work hard, because it doesn't come easy. And I'm not Taylor Swift, and I'm definitely not as big as her, but I'm just, or Lauren Daigle or anyone like that. But even to get a little ways, it's a lot of hard work. So just working hard and staying focused and asking God for strength is the biggest thing.
Oh, I second that as an amen. It is hard, and you've already come so far. And I kind of feel very honored and blessed to be a part of the beginning of your story. Who knows what will happen in another 10, 15 years? We'll have you back, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember Christiane. You were much younger, and now you're looking a bit old.
No.
I love it. All right, so I told you in advance that we have moms and dads that listen. So I want you to give us an inside scoop. What can we as parents do more to help you and to help your friends and your generation in raising you all up?
I think it's letting us fall and letting us fall. Because I think when we fall, we learn so much, rather than when our parents are telling us what's wrong and what's right. Because we already know what's wrong and we already know what's right. That's the basics. We've learned that. But I think it's about taking that step and falling and then learning and then taking another step and falling and then learning and then taking another step. And eventually we got it. I think it's, if that makes any sense, I think it's just about learning and just growing and just letting us fall every once in a while. Not all the time. Sometimes it's nice to pick us up, but yeah, just letting us fall sometimes.
Well, and that's good, because there, with anything, with any decision, there are consequences. And with those consequences, they're either good or they're bad. And like you said, being able to fall allows you to figure out, okay, did this stick enough that maybe I shouldn't fall again? Or maybe it didn't sting so much that I still want to keep going because I'm going after something. So very wise words. Well, Estella, I know people are going to want to connect with you. They're going to want to find you. Where can they?
You can find me on Instagram. That is where I'm most active. And that is Estella Kirk Music, which is Estella Kirk, and then music. And then you can also find me on YouTube and Spotify and all streaming platforms at Estella Kirk.
Awesome. Well, we will be sure to have all that information in the show notes. Now, before I let you go, because I mean, you know, we could sit here and chat forever together, and we'll just have to have you back another time when you release your next EP, or wait, maybe your next album, better yet, who knows what God has in store for you. But before I let you go, the series is called My Strength is My Story. What has your story gifted you?
My story has gifted me with being able to trust God more, being able to just let go and know that he has a plan and he has a purpose and it's all up to him and it's not up to me, and just kind of to take the weight on my shoulders and give it to him.
I love that, Estella. And I cannot wait to see how God matures your faith, matures your walk, and how your music will continue to bless the world that you touch. Thank you so much for sharing your talents and gifts with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.